Hey, Thumb, what you doing in there?
Cooking dinner, fool.
Don't you know it's against the law to burn trash on Tuesday?
If you want to eat, then stay away from there.
Well, Thumb, bad news. You put up a good fight, but your chicken done died. It looked like your shake and bake, then shook and burned.
That's the way it's supposed to look. JJ, when they were handing out brains, you were in the other line getting seconds on mouth.
Now what you doing?
Playing some music, you mind?
You call that music?
Yes, I do.
Gladys Knight, forgive us.
Leave that on. It's a classic. Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake.
Well, tell the swans to get out because the lake's polluted.
Don't touch that now. This part coming up is the part I love. It's where the swan does a graceful pirouette and slowly dies.
What's going on here? You got a dead chicken in there, a swan dying in here. What's this, a feather funeral party?
That showed you how much you know about good music, JJ. Donald gave me this album, and he has good taste.
How could he have good taste? He's going out with you, ain't he?
I don't even want to talk to you, JJ. You're childish, immature, and ignorant.
Who are you calling childish and immature? I happen to be up to shaving twice a week now.
Well, you have more fuzz on your brains than you do on your chin.
Now, hold on. That's twice you call me stupid.
And that's twice you answered.
Oh, your head is good for us. Afro sheen anyway.
Well, that's cool. At least my head is good for that. No, look at it.
Well, I see I'm just in time for the dinner show.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Junior. You know how to get both of y'all on the job with me down at the car wash. Y'all let off enough hot air to dry off 50 cars a day. Your mother home yet?
No, she's still out looking for work.
Hold it. It's probably a dynamic little street fox who heard about my fantastic body. Lucky person, you got the number right, because you are talking to kid a dynamite. Thelma, man, ain't you got nothing better to do with your time?
Hello? Oh, hello, Donald. Just a minute, please.
Do you mind? This is a very personal call.
Junior.
Thanks, Daddy.
And Thelma, the minute you get off that phone, I want to talk to you here.
Okay, Daddy. Yeah, Donald? What? Well, I was planning to have dinner with my family, but... Well, if it's that important, okay. I'll be downstairs waiting for you, okay? Okay, bye, Donald.
You gonna do what?
Nothing, Daddy, nothing.
Don't give me that nothing stuff, Thelma. You've been seeing this Donald for over 2 months. Ain't none of us even seen him. Now, what's going on here?
Yeah, why are you hiding him? What's he do for a living? Push one?
All right, Thelma, start talking.
Daddy, I don't have time right now.
Thelma, you ain't going nowhere till you tell me what's happening.
Oh, Daddy, I'll be back soon, and then we can talk, okay? Oh, Daddy, I love you. Oh, Daddy, please, huh? Thanks, Daddy.
Get in here this damn minute!
Moving fast as a candy.
Brian, you have to have a talk with your daughter.
My daughter?
Yeah, Dad tried having a talk with his daughter, but it didn't work out at all.
Now, baby, I told that girl not to go out. Now, who the hell is this Donald character none of us seems to know nothing about?
Beats me, honey. She won't tell me a thing about him.
All I hear from Thelma lately is Donald this and Donald that. Donald says and Donald does. How come I ain't seen no Donald nowhere and no how?
Yeah, how come?
And how come he don't pick up at the door like the rest of her dates?
Yeah, how come?
You know, one more how come out of you and you're gonna wonder how come you ain't in the same room with your teeth.
There's no need to get yourself all worked up.
Lord, I ain't getting worked up. I am worked up. Now, this house got rules, baby, important rules. And if some cat is taking my daughter out, I expect him to pick her up at the door in plain sight of me and deliver her home.
James, you talk about your daughter like she's a bag of laundry.
Well, Florida, she got to be hiding something. How come this Donald ain't never been up to the house?
Maybe he's a wino and can't climb the stairs.
JJ. Where was Thelma going?
You mean you saw your sister?
Yeah, she drove away in the car with some dude.
Did you see what he looked like?
No, Mama.
More important than that, what'd the car look like?
Kinda nice.
Oh, yeah? Did all the wheels have the hubcaps on it?
Yeah, I think so.
Then one thing we know for sure, this dude ain't from this neighborhood.
Florida? Thelma said she'd be back soon. Now, she's been gone over 2 hours. That don't seem like soon to me, baby. I'm telling you, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
James, be calm and don't yell.
I ain't yelling.
You're not yelling, then Michael must be a ventriloquist.
Look what I found in Thelma's room.
JJ, what business have you got in Thelma's room?
Just doing a little detective work. This fancy book that Donald must have given her. Crime and Punishment. By Dostoevsky. It all adds up.
What adds up, Junior?
This afternoon, she was playing this record by this other dude named Dostoevsky. Now she's reading this book by Dostoevsky. So that's what it is.
That's what?
Donald is recruiting her into the Communist Party.
Number one son, not too bright. Baby, when Thelma gets in here tonight, I'm gonna give it to her and give it to her good.
JJ, what are you doing?
I wanna get a good seat for this one, Ma. Because as we say in the ghetto, you are about to see the grits hit the fan.
Put that chair back. There ain't gonna be no trouble around here.
No, that's what you think, baby. That girl been getting too fast. We just gonna have to slow her down. Now, that's all there is to it, period. Now, look here, young lady.
Young lady, thanks. I needed that.
We were expecting Thelma. She's out with that Donald again.
And you still haven't met her?
No.
Well, in a way, you can't blame Thelma, James. Let's face it. Every time she brings a boy to this house, you're not a father. You're a district attorney.
What you talking about, Lord? Lord, you know, I ain't never interfered in my whole life. I just want to know what she's doing. Every minute.
Hi, Mom, Michael, JJ. Hi, Daddy.
Hi, baby.
Hi, Daddy, my foot. Now, where you been, young lady? What kept you so long?
Donald took me to a little Chinese place for dinner.
2 to 1, you're going to want to know what a fortune cookie said.
Did you say something, Malone?
I said I was going to paint my kitchen red.
Well, what after dinner? Did he just take off like a thief like always?
He's downstairs, Daddy.
Well, what's he doing downstairs? How come he's afraid to set foot in this house, huh?
He's not afraid. I asked him not to yet.
Thelma, you've been going out with him for a long time. What's the matter, honey? Are you ashamed of your family?
Oh, Ma, you know that's not it. It's just that, well, I'm not sure how you react to Donald.
Oh, Thelma, now you know any boy you're going out with is bound to be okay with us.
Yeah, we trust your judgment, baby girl. It's just that your mother and I want to meet the cat. You know, I want to size him up, talk to him before I throw him out. Well, what you expect me to do, Florida? Some cat been messing around with my daughter for 2 months. We ain't even seen him. He deserve anything
Daddy,
I put on.
Daddy, does this look like he's messing around?
Thelma! Oh, my God. Wow. And you didn't even tell me.
Hey.
That's well, how you come by that
a
ring,
a real
huh?
diamond, baby.
Where'd I get the money to bring you that ring, Thelma? How you come by it, huh?
See? See, I knew it would be like this.
Ma. That's why I couldn't tell you.
Come on, Florida. Now, you know Thelma. She's got to have a good reason, honey.
Well, let me see that ring.
Mm-hmm. This ring must be hotter than a Chicago fire.
You cool it, JJ.
James, what kind of a kid is it that would give a 17-year-old a ring like that?
I can think of a few kind, baby, and I don't like none of them.
His name is Donald Knight, and he's very respectable. And he bought this ring. Oh, Daddy has a very good job. He works with his father in the restaurant business.
Knight? Now, his father wouldn't happen to be Elmo Knight of the barbecue chicken places, would it?
Yeah, that's him.
Wee!
He owns chicken places all over town. He's the Black Colonel Sanders. Boy, my favorite little sister really struck it rich.
All right, JJ, that's enough of that. All this talk about money.
Thelma, is that why you want to marry him?
Of course not, Ma. We're engaged because we love each other.
Florida and James, now look, take it easy. Everything's going to be all right, okay? Michael, why don't you come over to my house and look at television for a while,
huh? Oh, why?
Because this discussion ain't for no little boys.
I ain't no little boy, Daddy. I'm 12 years old.
You want to make 13?
Come on, Winona.
Florida, I smell a rat. There's something about this whole thing just don't set right with me. All of a sudden, some captain got himself all set up to marry our daughter. And he ain't even showed his face in this house. What's the big hurry, Thelma?
The hurry is we want to get married, Dad.
I said, what's the big hurry, Thelma?
James, what are you driving at?
I ain't driving at nothing. I done arrived at the question. What's the big hurry, Thelma?
James, you know Thelma better than to think anything like that about her.
I ain't
her.
Thinking nothing. I'm asking, what's the big hurry, Thelma?
Buddy.
Now, look, Thelma, I want it straight and I want it right now. Now, what kind of a cat is this Donald?
Oh, Daddy, Donald's different. He's the kind of guy every girl dreams of. He's cultured. He's intelligent. He loves dancing and he loves music. He's kind and understanding. Oh, he's a really together person, you know, JJ? He's the kind of person who makes me feel safe and secure just being with him. He's the kind of guy who doesn't stay downstairs when I tell him. Everybody, this is Donald. Donald, these are my parents.
It's a pleasure to meet you at last.
I am the senior child in the family. And I am proud to welcome you with the good news that you have passed supreme test. Loaded with good looks, loaded with charm, and just plain loaded.
JJ. Your description was perfect, honey. Mrs. Evans, from everything that Thelma's told me about you, I could pick you right out of a crowd. The same with you, too, Mr. Evans.
Oh, that's easy. We the two with the surprised looks on our faces.
I think I can imagine how you feel.
Mister, you ain't got the foggiest idea how I feel.
What my husband is trying to say is, we don't know what to say. We were expecting, well, someone like... Well, what we really want to know is...
What the hell is an old man like you doing going out?
Daddy!
It's okay, Thelma. I told you we shouldn't have waited this long. Your father has a right to know.
How old are you?
He's young, Dad. Just working around those chickens make him look old.
I'm not ashamed of my age. Now, I'm 42.
42?
Lord have mercy.
Well, I guess when you look at me and Thelma, you think of me as a dirty old man.
Bingo, Jack.
Well, look, ain't no sense in a lot of fat mouth, and I make the rules in this house. Here's your ring back, man.
Oh, Daddy, that's unfair. Ma, he has no right to give my ring back.
You're right, honey. That's a mother's job.
Well, I'm sorry, but I won't accept it. Now, I gave this ring to Thelma because I love her and I want to marry her. Now, it's not yours to give back.
It's mine and I want to keep it. I knew you'd act like this. That's why I didn't want Donald to come here. What right do you have to plan my life?
We have every right. You're our daughter.
And you can't get married without our permission.
Well, next year I'll be 18 and I won't need anybody's permission.
Thelma, Mr. Knight, I think you better let me do that. It's about time that you and my husband have a man-to-man talk.
Yes, Lord.
JJ, you go on over there to Willona's. I'm going to talk to Thelma.
Well, now that we men are all alone together, let me offer a few words. Bye.
I'm sorry it's working out this way. Hey, can I call you James?
No.
Call me anything you want, just as long as it don't get to be Dad. You a drinking man?
On occasion.
And this sure strikes me as one heck of an occasion.
Well, what's it gonna be, Pops? Muscatel or Geritol?
Hey, James. Mr. Evans, if you want. Now, can't we stop sniping and talk to each other straight, huh?
Okay, man, have a seat.
Thank you.
Look here. You look like a man that's been around, huh? I bet you done had a lot of foxes running through your chicken coop.
Yeah, but Thelma is different.
Sure she's different, man. She's just a baby.
Well, you're a father. She's always gonna be a baby to you, but she's a great deal more than that to me.
How much more? Now, look, man, let's get down to the net grid. I'm gonna ask you right out front now.
Now, you set your mind at ease. The answer is no, for two reasons. Now, one is Thelma and one is me. Now, I'm thinking marriage, man.
Well, I'm thinking futures, man. Look at yourself 20 years from now. Thelma be in her late 30s, and you be a late husband.
It sure is a beautiful ring, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
When your daddy proposed to me, he didn't give me no engagement ring.
He didn't?
Uh-uh. He proposed to me in an amusement park at the beach. When I said yes, he spent 50 cents on a claw machine trying to catch a ring. All he caught was 6 jelly beans and a whistle.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that whistle was better than a ring, though. Every time another man so much as looked at me, your daddy blew that whistle and yelled, "This woman is taken!" I still remember running home and telling my mama the big news. Thelma, that's what bothers me about this. We've always been so close. You never kept anything from me, honey.
I wanted to tell you, Mom, lots of times. But I knew you'd tell Daddy, and you know Daddy.
Well, I wouldn't have told him if you didn't want me to.
Oh, Ma, when you and Daddy put your heads together on that pillow every night, you know there's nothing you wouldn't tell each other.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I hope it's that way with me and Donald.
Maybe. That is, if you're not rushing into anything. Like your daddy say, honey, what's the hurry?
Huh? What are you asking me?
Just what's the hurry?
Ma, do you think I'm pregnant?
Did I say that, child? How would I think anything like that about my baby girl? Are you?
Oh, Ma, before I would even think of something like that, you know how much I have to love him?
Are you saying that you don't really love him?
Oh, no, Ma, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that, well, Donald's a beautiful person. Ma, I know he's 42 years old, but he's cultured. A man who can have anything and anyone, and he wants me.
But do you love him?
Why, he showed me a whole new world. Buying music, books.
Do you love
him? We go to plays and concerts.
Do you love
him? Oh, my, he's good for me.
Thelma, do you love him?
Oh, Ma, you keep asking
asking me that?
Well, then just answer me.
What?
Do you love him?
All right. Of course I do.
Did you ever tell him?
I don't know. I don't remember. What's the difference? He knows I love him.
But did you tell him? You know, when your father and I got engaged, I yelled it loud and clear, and I've been yelling it ever since. So if you love him, just go right out there and tell him so. Shout it to the world, Thelma.
Mr. Evans, you may not know your daughter as well as you think. Now, she's more than just a young girl. Now, she's got warmth, she's got a good mind, she's fun to talk to.
Don't nobody know that better than her daddy. You know something, man?
What?
You ain't a halfway bad dude.
Hey.
For somebody else's daughter.
You all know how to flatter a man.
What you two doing back here?
What's happening here is better than what's on TV.
Right on around and going back to Bologna's and keep watching.
Hi. Your father and I was just talking about you.
I figured you would be.
Thelma has something to say to you, Donald.
Ma?
Go ahead, child. Say it.
Tell me what, Thelma?
That she loves you.
Oh, Ma, here? In front of the whole family? Oh, Ma, this is not the place for it.
This is exactly the place for it.
Ma, I feel silly.
Well, you just said you loved her, didn't you, Mr. Knight?
I did, and I'd be happy to say it again, no matter who's listening. I love you, Thelma.
Well, there it is, right down front, Thelma.
Donald is waiting, child.
You do love me, don't you, Thelma? Well, then say it.
Well.
He's waiting.
I understand. You don't have to say anything, Thelma. Mr. Evans, you've got a wonderful little girl here. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Mama.
Sweetheart, it's all right. It's all right.
Well, Thelma, you just blew a chance for us to have free chicken for the rest of our lives.
What you thinking, baby?
About Thelma. That was a close call.
Sure was.
She's growing up fast, James. It ain't gonna be too long before she meets the right one, and then it's gonna really happen.
Yeah, but right now, I don't want to think about us losing our baby girl.
Well, we can't stop it. I just hope when she picks the right man, it'll be someone like you.
She almost did.